2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you homosexual marriage advocates. How's that working out for you today? Huh? That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. Woo! Oh, my goodness. Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I just got offline from Facebook, and I just posted picture after picture after picture of what's going on with Chick-fil-A across the country. Folks, lines where you can't even see Chick-fil-A. In some situations, line after line after line after line of people just trying to get in the door. You should see the drive-thrus. They're backed up for blocks, friends. This is incredible. America, see what happens when you stick together? You win the day. See what happens when you speak out with your actions more than with your lip service? You win the day. Oh, my goodness. I just feel like if I had a family of chickens around me right now, I'd probably just... Hey, you guys. Hey. What's your name? Okay, it's Chicken Talk. And, okay, you, all right. You going to Chick-fil-A? Oh, no. Wait. Come back. No. Come back. Come back, chickens. Well, where did they go? Oh, wait a second. I said to them, let's go to Chick-fil-A. Oh, they're chickens. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. You're the chickens that I chose to remain. You guys can hang with me for a while. We're not going to slaughter you and eat you. No, that's their job to do that. But boy, oh boy, look what's happening across the country, friends, with Chick-fil-A. Incredible. America, you guys are awesome when you come together. There's nobody like you on the face of the planet. Not at all. People are sick and tired of the smut and the immorality and the hatred and the bigotry coming from the homosexual communities, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. People are fed up with it in every sense of the word. Speaking of which, folks, if you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to go online and see those pictures of Chick-fil-A, I've got like four or five of them posted right now on my Facebook. That's Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1, remember double E. on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Don't wait for the last minute, friends. We only got 1 hour segments. Working on two. We'll see what happens here. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And it truly is. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And today we're talking about a bunch of chickens with Chick-fil-A winning the day. Hey, that almost rhymed. I should start kicking out some beats here, huh? I thought that was just outstanding, friends. What we have posted today is black pastors banning Chick-fil-A from cities. They say it's the same thing as banning blacks from restaurants. They're calling the homosexuals the true discriminators and the true racists. Here, let me say that again. Because these people are beginning to speak out and stand up. The president of the Coalition of African American Pastors says supporters of traditional marriage are facing the same discrimination that blacks faced during the civil rights movement. Folks, I've said this before and I'll say it again. You have to understand. The homosexual communities are riding on the bandwagon trying to call it hate when you don't agree with them. When a black man is born black, he didn't choose to be black. When a homosexual commits crimes against nature, he chooses to commit crimes against God and man. God calls it an abomination for a reason. You don't equate the sin of homosexuality to the skin of a black man. It's very offensive to the black communities. And here you have the black community saying, some people are saying because of the position that Chick-fil-A has taken, they don't want them in their cities. Reverend William Owen said at the National Press Club on Tuesday, it's a disgrace. It's the same thing that happened when I was marching for civil rights when they didn't want a black to come into their restaurant. They didn't want to stay in their hotels. Now they're saying because we take a Christian position, they don't want us in their cities. Owens continued, well, we won't take it. We will stand up and they will learn. They will learn that they cannot do that to anybody they want to. By destroying religion, by destroying the family, we will stand up against the homosexual communities. So how does that feel? What is awesome about this is the scrutiny that my ministry has come under from the homosexual communities, the vilifying, the demonizing, or speaking out against their crimes. Folks, you have to understand they have to create the position of the victim so they can call you the hater, when in fact they're the ones doing the hating. And we just seen that with Chick-fil-A over the last weekend. And by the way, America is listening loud and clear, and they are responding to the homosexual communities loud and clear. You best back off. You just encouraged another business. You just grew another business. You just made famous another business. Because you're too foolish to figure out when you spit against heaven, you're going to fall on your own face. And homosexual communities, you fell on your own face again today. People are sick and tired of your perversion and your hate and your bigotry and your nonsense. Call it whatever you want to call it. But when people don't accept your crimes against God and nature, you don't sit there and call them haters and bigots. And by the way, you're finding out real clear from the fans of Chick-fil-A and the millions all over the country packing their restaurants because they want a little chicken. They want a little chicken, don't they?
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. A friend of ours who does live radio in 43 networks out of Iowa, Steve Deese, posted on his Facebook, and now let us congratulate Chick-fil-A on producing the first real signs of economic growth we've seen under the Obama regime. That's right. This work against the American people. And another post came from someone else that said, God bless the USA if Chick-fil-A is becoming polling booths in November. That's exactly right. Folks, they're committing political suicide. Let them keep doing what they're doing. The ropes around them, the snares around them, friends. So let them keep pushing. Let them keep attacking America because America is responding. Wow. Des Moines, Iowa has had 5,000 customers. 5,000 in one store. Friends, Des Moines, Iowa has had 5,000 customers already today. I'm talking about one Chick-fil-A, one store, 5,000 customers. Now imagine, that's not all over the country. That's one store. That is fabulous. That is fantabulous. Aside of that, folks, I got a little excited at the beginning here. I want to rewind a little bit here, and I want to bring you back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What we have posted today is the 585,000 sign-up for Mike Huckabee's Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day today. You can check that out. The black pastor banning Chick-fil-A from cities as same thing as banning blacks from restaurants, and they're beginning to point the finger the right direction, and they're beginning to call out the homosexual communities for what they are and who they are and how they pull everybody's hair, punch them in the face, and then cry the victim. The black communities are taking it no more. One more thing with that, if you'd like to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, black pastors oppose gay marriage, warn Obama, we will not stand with you. I'm going to play this piece from Reverend William Owens, the president and founder of the Coalition of African American Pastors. He's heading up a campaign convincing African Americans that it's time to rethink their support for Obama. Go ahead and play that out.
The president is in the White House because of the civil rights movement, and I was a leader in that movement. And I didn't march 1 inch, 1 foot, 1 yard for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman.
Amen.
So the president has forgotten the price that was paid, where people died, where they suffered, where they gave their blood to have equal rights in the United States. and for the homosexual community and for the president to bow to the money, as Judas did with Jesus Christ, is a disgrace, and we're ashamed. We will not take it back. We will not back down. That we are going to take action across this country to change the course that this president is carrying us here.
Amen. I mean, folks, see, you can only oppress the people for so long before they stand up and figure out who's being lied to. And the black communities are saying we've had enough of this president. Friends, let me tell you something. He is one dangerous individual. He is everything that we are not. And the black communities are beginning to stand up and say no more. Not only going back to the homosexual communities and calling them out for what they are. Folks, the homosexual community radicals, they act more like the KKK than they do the oppressed any day of the week. And the way that you become, you come to that revelation is when they attack you. These people are backwards. Everybody always says that the radicals, the homosexual communities, there's something wrong with them. Well, is there not something wrong with the people that support it as well? Yes, there is. You're seeing national companies get behind homosexual marriage. Look what's happening to them countries. They're committing financial suicide. Because the American people are not standing down. It's not the American people. Are you not listening to the 32 states that have said no way? And more in the works? America's standing up now to say no way to this administration because the change he wants to give the American people is not the change they want. Matter of fact, we've all heard it before. The bumper stickers say we want our change back. That's exactly right. We do. Let me take you one more step on this whole gay issue. We all know who Kirk Cameron is, the actor, the kid actor from Growing Pains. Well, we all know he's a preacher now. As a matter of fact, he's a part of a ministry in whom we're friends with, Ray Comfort's ministry, Living Waters, out of Bellflower, California. Well, I thought it was interesting that Kirk Cameron, for standing up for marriage, we've seen how they attacked him not too far back. And then, by the way, Miss America, they attacked her, too. Do you guys all remember this? Just because they say they stand for homosexual or for traditional marriage. I'm sorry. Well, when they were protesting Kirk Cameron, they were holding signs. Listen carefully, friend. Hey, Kirk, those that were advocating crimes against nature. Hey, Kirk, will God judge me for loving or you for hating? One more time. Hey, Kirk. Because you don't agree with the homosexual agenda, will God judge me, they said, for loving by accepting it, or you for hating by not accepting it? Well, the answer is, to every American, who's obeying God? That's where the love falls. Who's obeying God? The homosexuals are at war with God. We already know that. That's why they're attacking Christianity at every turn. That's why this president is assaulting the church at every turn. Hey, Kirk, will God judge me for loving, saith the homosexuals, or you for hating? Friends, when has hate ever told the truth? Love tells the truth. And again, the answer is who's obeying God? It's as if to say liberty is found in obedience to the law. Well, so is, in parallel, love is found in obedience to God. Not in disobedience to God. People need to realize that. These homosexuals are literally nailing Christ to the cross. Well, they call it love. Christ died for the sins that the homosexuals are advocating. As much as someone that continues on and lying and stealing and killing and coveting and dishonoring your parents or having other gods before the Lord God of heaven and earth. When we find ourselves at odds with God, we're the ones responsible for nailing Christ, his son, who was sacrificed for the sins of the world, to that cross. And you have the homosexual community calling it hate. And many of these people, they'll even call themselves Christians. I mean, that's how backwards they are. Friends, you ever see the rainbow the homosexuals use? Just a side note. They call it peace. Well, do you remember why God set that rainbow in the backdrop for the American, well, I shouldn't say the American people, but for the people to see? He set it there to show them that he would not destroy earth again by water. He said next time it's going to happen by fire. But the question is, why did God destroy the earth? He destroyed the earth because of the wickedness of man. And then after judgment, he put the rainbow in the sky for all to see. I'll never judge the earth again by water. No, I know. This time in the New Testament, it's going to be by fire. And you have these homosexuals using the rainbow completely backwards as to why God gave it in the first place. Everything their communities do is completely backwards. Just ask me. Love to them is hate. Hate to them is love. And the Bible says in Isaiah, it says that woe to those that put light for darkness and darkness for light. Evil for good and good for evil. You have to understand one more point on this. The homosexual communities are willing to upend your constitution because remember what John Adams said. Our constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It doesn't work to the government. He said it's totally inadequate to the government of any other. You cannot open your arms up. And by the way, who's right behind the homosexuals? Sharia law. And if you look at the jihadist and you look at the radical homosexuals, what's the difference? Their message is either convert or die. And at length, that's exactly what these people are willing to do. And we're seeing a demonstration of what America is saying again through Chick-fil-A today. Boy, oh boy, is Chick-fil-A prospering like nobody's business. We got Brett in California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley D. And go for it.
How you doing? Hey, you know our Constitution, our First Amendment. You know, when I get when I don't support a man and a man getting married, that makes me a bigot or a racist or whatever they want to throw at me. You know.
Correct.
But see, oh, they're limiting my freedom of speech, so they got a right. They got some divine right by themselves, of themselves, in themselves, to tell me and to limit my freedom of choice. But that's not bigotry, and that's not, you know. You know what? I've come to believe that Satan is a gay guy.
Well, apparently he is. Anything that God does, you got to keep in mind that the enemy of your soul is always there to mock what God does. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And here we are today. And America needs to quit taking on the attitude that you're the bigot and you're the hater for standing up as to who we are, one nation under God, according to the Constitution and the laws of the Republic. We're not haters for obeying the laws, friend. And I don't care how much they throw their little tissy fits. It doesn't matter. I don't care what they call me. The bottom line is you have the criminal calling the cop, the pig in this scenario, and I don't care what they say. I'm just here to enforce the laws of the land, one nation under God, and there's many like-minded people across this country. Be right back. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean here. Just wanted to tell Brett how to take a quick break. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut you off. 1-877-807-9977. Love new callers. By the way, Scripture says in 2 Chronicles 19:10, and whatsoever shall come between you and of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. That is love, friends, not hate. And so wrath that come upon you and upon your brethren, this do, and you shall not trespass. So we are being faithful witnesses to our brothers because of our love for them, so they don't go over the end of the cliff. And because we tell them their sin is before God, namely the homosexual communities, and they call it hate, as you are trying to prevent them from ending up in hell because they fear not God. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments, Mr. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence. So those that are decrying our Christian religion, they are at war with your country, and they are at war with your God and you as a people. Forget it not. Forget it not, forget it not, forget it not. Folks, again, if you want to check it out online, my Facebook is just getting pummeled right now. If you'd like to check it out, I got the pictures from Chick-fil-A up. It is Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out our website, it is Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can see all those articles that we were talking about at the first segment. Aside of that, we need to jump up to the main topic today, because I think this is great stuff. It's just great stuff. And it's called the idiot sightings. And if you can just give me a second here, I got to put on my bifocals. Of course, I'm kidding. But if you guys see me right now, you'd think, wow, dude, you don't look as cool as you do in your pictures. You're very distinguished, said the new VP of the ministry here. I'm just going to call her the VP. I can't call her the producer anymore. Idiot sightings. We've had to have the garage door repaired. The Sears repairman told us that one of our problems was that we didn't have a large enough motor on the opener. Well, I thought for a minute and said that we have the largest one Sears made at the time. one half horsepower. He shook his head and said, "Lady, you need a quarter horsepower." I responded that one half was larger than one quarter. He said, "No, it's not. Four is larger than two."
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
That's right. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Ah. My daughter and I went through the McDonald's takeout window, and I gave the clerk a $5 bill. Our total was $4.25, so I also handed her a quarter. She said, "You gave me too much money." I said, "Yes, I know, but this way you can give me a dollar bill back." She sighed and went to get the manager, who asked me to repeat my request. I did so, and he handed me back the quarter and said, "We're sorry, but they could not do that kind of thing." The clerk then proceeded to give me $1.75 in change. So don't confuse the clerks at McDonald's.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I don't know. I'd probably go to the bathroom in the right spot and not do it in front of everybody. Idiot sighting. I live in a semi-rural area, and we recently had a new neighbor call the local township administrative office to request the removal of the deer crossing sign on our road. Now, the reason? Too many deer are being hit by cars out there. "I don't think that this is a good place for them to be crossing anymore," said the lady. Ah, you think?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I would put the sign back up, because nobody wants to see Bambi as roadkill. We have idiot sighting in food service. Well, my daughter went to a local Taco Bell and ordered a taco. She asked the person behind the counter for a minimal lettuce. He said he was sorry, but they only had iceberg lettuce.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
This is very real. Hey, friends, as a matter of fact, let me ask you a question to get you involved. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. What's the name of the president on the $100 bill? All right. We're all making fun of everybody here except ourselves. Idiot sighting. I was at the airport checking in at the gate when an airport employee asked, "Has anyone put anything in your baggage without your knowledge?" To which I replied, "If it was without my knowledge, how would I know?" He smiled knowingly and nodded, "That's why we ask."
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I wouldn't talk to the security checkpoints at the airport because they seem to be pretty senseless, especially if they have TSA on their patch. Should we go on to the next one? An idiot sighting. The stoplight on the corner buzzes when it's safe to cross the street. I was crossing with an intellectually challenged coworker of mine. Boy, do I know what that's like. She asked me if I knew what the buzzer was for. I explained that it signals blind people when the light is red. Appalled, she responded, "What on earth are blind people doing driving?" Wow.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I wouldn't listen to a probation officer out of Wichita, Kansas. Wow, wow, wow. Let's go to the next idiot sighting. I work with an individual who plugged her power strip back into itself and for the sake of her life couldn't understand why her system wouldn't turn on.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I wouldn't ask her to plug in anything. A deputy with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office. Wow. I wouldn't ask anybody at the sheriff's office to help me plug anything in. Let's go to the next idiot alert here. When my husband and I arrived at an automobile dealership to pick up our car, we were told the keys had been locked in it. We went to the service department and found a mechanic working feverishly to unlock the driver's side door. As I watched from the passenger side, I instinctively tried the door handle and discovered that it was unlocked. "Hey," I announced to the technician. "It opens." His reply, "I know. I already got that side."
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I would never bring my car or my vehicle over to Canton, Mississippi at the Ford dealership. But then again, it wasn't his fault, was it? It was hers. So, folks, that is our idiot sighting, and we'll take a phone call really quick. We got Andrea out of North Dakota. Welcome to the show. You got Bradley. Jake is not here today, but you got the Sons of Liberty. So how's it going with you, sister?
It's going good. I just wanted to say that God bless Chick-fil-A for standing up and for you guys for standing up. And I agree with you when you say that if we all stand up together, we will win the day in Jesus' name.
Amen. And we will, and you know what, friend? We are. And you're seeing this. If you want to check it out, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, and you will see about five pictures of the lines. Folks, some of these lines are so long you can't even see Chick-fil-A. You can't even see it. People are waiting in line to high-five Chick-fil-A for taking the beating by the homosexual communities, if you want to call it that. Boy, you know what's awesome about it? Who's committing the assault on the American people on a daily basis? Accept it or else. Accept it or else. Totalitarianism. Our man's in office. Don't tell us who's doing the bullying. We got a black president. We know what hate crimes are. Yeah, I know you do, because you commit them on a daily basis towards anybody that doesn't agree with you. Just ask your representative, Mr. Dan Savage. And Savage has meaning, I'm sure. Especially when he goes into a school outfit about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and attacks a bunch of students that don't agree with the gay lifestyle or the homosexual lifestyle. Crimes against nature, Romans 1:24. But here we are. You know, I was going to go to a particular scripture really quick just so I can kind of shut the mouth of the gainsayers concerning the wicked in our land. Because what Scripture talks about is the wicked walk on every side when the corrupt are in power. See, what you're seeing in your country, you're seeing Planned Parenthood, you're seeing the homosexuals, you're seeing the socialist agenda, you're seeing the unions come against the American people. Well, why wouldn't they? They're all together in it. They're all socialists. They're all anti-Americans. So why wouldn't they be attacking you? Folks, we need to go back, not forward, because this change in the new thing isn't working out. You know, the Bible tells us, friends, that we're not to be given unto those that are given to change. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. You don't have a peace of mind. And if you understood who we were as a republic, you could see that, you know what? The storms can blow. The winds can come, but we ain't moving. But due to the fact that you're told you're a democracy time and time again from every president that I can remember, that's why things are constantly changing. Because they're trying to legislate law out of the law to give you policy. And you got to remember, folks, that if you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. And there you have it, right there. You have policy. We don't need man's 10,000 commandments. We need God's 10 enforced. And then we wouldn't have to worry about all of what's going on today in our country, right? As a republic. Yeah? Wasn't it that guy, that president, the seventh one? Oh, what was his name? Andy Jackson. Isn't he the guy that said, the Bible is what the republic rests upon? Man, that guy was smart, wasn't he? He really knew what he was talking about, didn't he? And we heard that all the way up until this president, didn't we? Yes, we did. Oh, what is a guy to do? Except take another phone call. Dave, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Brad, I wanted to answer your question.
Yeah, can I ask you a question, though, before you go on this, on your topic or your point?
Okay.
Do you go to sleep thinking about me, Dave? Because
no.
I know when you're awake, that's all you got on your mind is the Sons of Liberty. And listen, me and the other guy, we totally appreciate it. I high-five you all the way. As a matter of fact, if you were in Minnesota right now, I'd buy you dinner.
You know what? You are probably the most humble guy I think I've ever met in my life.
You know what? I've been told that before. I've been told that before, and I really like that. Hey, guys, how do I look? Do I look good? Just want to make sure. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Dave, can I roll you over into the next hour? Can you hang on for a second?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Not next hour. I only have an hour. My next segment.
Yep.
Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back, friends.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline.
lifeline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I carried Dave over from the last segment, and folks, I got to tell you, Dave caught on. I asked the question to you as to who is the president on the $100 bill. Now, Dave, it's all yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is no president on the $100 bill.
You know what? Dude, I feel so belittled. I mean, we got some smart listeners here, guys. Completely in every sense of the word. You carry the spirit of our forefathers.
I wonder. I've
noticed that about you every time you call in.
I wonder how many people honestly got that.
I don't think very many did, because you were the one that called in. You know, oftentimes what we'll do, too, is we'll go through a drive-thru restaurant, me and my family will, and I'll ask them, do you take Alaskan money here? Dave.
Very Guamanian money.
No, I'll ask them, do you take Alaskan money here? And you know what they'll say? I got to go ask my manager. And it's like, I'll look at them and they'll come over to me and I'll say, do you take Alaskan money here? Sometimes they'll say, no, we don't. Ma'am, Alaska is a part of our union. But see, they think it's like a different, you know, country or something. I don't get it. But people just need to think. They just need to think, really. That's it. But what was your point, Dave? Was that you were just calling in to answer? I appreciate it. Well, I thank you very much for your call. And I appreciate you know, every day this guy wants to call in and say, hey, Dave, do you got the T-shirt and the hat? Because if you don't, we need to get you one.
I don't think I do.
Well, let's get him one. Thank you for your call, Dave. I appreciate it very much. Boy. Oh, boy. 1-877-807-9977. I like asking questions on air to people because what they like to do before they'll call in, they got to feel safe about calling in. I like to just ask them questions like right on the spot. You know, like our egg yolks. Here's another question for you, friends. Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? 1-877-807-9977. If you call me right now and give me the right answer, I'll send you a free DVD of the prayer that rocked the Capitol when I was pummeled by the media for standing up for who we are. 1-877-807-9977. Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? Next point. I love these two. They're great encouragers. The Bible says that the faith of the Son of God that loved you and gave himself for you overcomes the world, that we inherit all things from our Heavenly Father, which, by the way, is his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. But let me give you some analogies of people that just wouldn't let it fall because they wouldn't fail. Did you know that in San Francisco, they took two teachers and 28 students that had the lowest SAT scores, the lowest test scores. And they told those two teachers and those 28 students that had the lowest test scores that they had the highest test scores. They lied to them. They gave them a positive rather than a negative. You know what they found out 1 year later after they did take their next test, their SAT scores? They found out that the 28 lowest scores and the two worst teachers that they had, they found to be the best two teachers they had the following year and the best 28 students that they had the following year. Why? Because they were told that they were the best. That's why. You know, yesterday I said on the radio show, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Folks, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Because words cause wars and words end wars. Words are carriers of either life or death in every sense of the word. Let me go to another one. When a reporter asked, how did it feel to fail 1,000 times? Edison replied, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. Is that awesome? You know what? I'm going to look up the word right now because people say it all the time. You're in a restaurant. All of a sudden, a lady will say to you, would you like something to drink, And I'll look at her and I'll say, ma'am, can you tell me what means? She can't tell me to save her life. And then they think I'm getting smart with them, and I'm not getting them smart. I just, listen, I'm a thinker, not a stinker. I'm looking it up. It does. It's here. Webster's 1828. To wander from the right way, to deviate from the true course or purpose. To miss the right way in morals or religion, to deviate from the path or line of duty, to stay by design or mistake. Well, I don't know why they'd open that door of You want to keep me on the right path, right? You want me to buy something from your store? I mean, next time she says I'll say, do you know what that means, ma'am? That means to get me to deviate from the path. So in other words, do you want me to go to another restaurant to buy a Coke? Because if you don't, or if you do, don't say next time. See, we're learning together, friends. That's what this show's about. We're completely learning together. Albert Einstein did not speak until he was 4 years old and did not read until he was 7. His parents thought he was subnormal. I don't know what that means. And one of his teachers described him as mentally slow, unsociable, and adrift forever in foolish dreams. Wow. Mentally slow. Mentally slow to think like you, who probably doesn't think in the first place? That's the first thought that comes to me. I mean, we're slow children here, aren't we? VP? Yeah. Folks, the new name for the producer is VP. As a matter of fact, she's going to go get a t-shirt tomorrow that says Sons of Liberty on it, VP. It's going to be huge on her back. And then I heard she's going to get a leather jacket, too, and a motorcycle and push her weight around. I like that, though. I really do. I like that. Back to Albert Einstein, he was expelled from school and was refused admittance to the Zurich Polytechnic School. He didn't eventually learn to speak and read. He did, even to do a little math. Wow. You know that Henry Ford failed and went broke 5 times before he succeeded? Do you know what kind of employees he wanted to hire, friends? He wanted to find men that knew that they didn't know that they couldn't get the job done. He didn't want men to work with him that knew how to get it done in the sense of the way that they're told how to get it done. He was looking for men that didn't know that they couldn't do the job. He wanted people that thought. You know, you never know how high you can fly until you spread your wings. That's really what it comes down to. You never know. Friends, listen to me. I deal with this all the time. I coach up a ministry team constantly. under the anointing, under the Holy Ghost, under my Christ. You push people to the limit. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not wide, broad, and easy. People like to stay in the nest. Get out of the nest. You're not going to know how to fly in Christ until you jump out. And when you look in scriptures, you can see that's exactly how the Lord teaches his children. Through hardships, through trials, tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of God. People, you have the gospel backwards if you think it's just going to happen. Like God's on the throne and he's just going to do it for you. No, God helps them that help themselves, right? Spread your wings and see how high you can fly, but keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. I go on. When Bell Telephone was struggling to get started, its owners offered all the rights to Western Union for $100,000. The offer was disdainfully rejected with the pronouncement, "What use could this company make of an electric toy?" Yeah, I wonder who's laughing now, huh? Yeah, I wonder who's laughing now. Daniel Boone was once asked by a reporter if he had ever been lost in the wilderness. Boone thought for a moment and replied, "No, but I was once bewildered for about 3 days." Isn't that great? That's right. Listen, obstacles and problems that we have in our life are only temporary. God sees fit to allow them things in front of us so we can get over them by the grace of Christ. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, friends? They'd be saying, "Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah." And I got a lot of black friends. Here's a quick post note for you. Chick-fil-A in Palm Harbor, Florida. Drive-up line wraps around the building 2 times. Now people are looking for a reason to be boycotted by the gays. Did you see Taco Bell? They put on their sign, "Why don't you boycott us?" Because they know it's only going to increase their business. Amen. Good for you, America. By the way, if you want to go on my Facebook and check out the pictures, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. In 1954, Jimmy Denny, manager of the Grand Ole Opry, fired Elvis Presley after one performance. He told Presley, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck." Wow. Do you know that he is the most famous public figure in the history of mankind outside of Jesus Christ? Elvis Presley. Do you also know that Elvis Presley won 3 Grammys for his Christian music, friends? And by the way, Elvis knew that he was to be a preacher. At one concert, he had 1.3 billion people watching him. You know what he said to him when they put up a sign? Elvis Presley is the king. He said, "No, there's no king but King Jesus." And you know what I say to that, Brother Presley? Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you tomorrow. 23 hours. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.